بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم نحمدہ ونصلی ونسلم علی رسولہ الکریم اما بعد فاعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الحاقہ ما الحاقہ وما ادراک ما الحاقہ الى آخر السورہ صدق اللہ العظیم رب اشرح لی صدری ویسر لی امری واحلل عقدۃ من لسانی یفقہوا قولی سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وانعم على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى اله واصحابه واتباعه وازواجه وذرياته. The respected friends, elders, listeners, one of the three main themes in the glorious Quran, three different topics that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again and again touches upon. One of them is with regards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with regards Allah ta'ala being the Lord, with regards Allah ta'ala being the Creator, with regards the presence and the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the fact that there is only one God, there is no other God, and what corruption would there be if there were to be any more than one God, etc., etc. So it teaches mankind to believe in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to take Allah ta'ala as their Lord and no other. And then throughout the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala proves risalat, the prophethood and messengership of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That this is not something that somebody who is a ummi, someone who can't read or write, how can he come out with such kalam? How can he make up such words that you Arab experts cannot even match three verses of this Quran? Then when he has come with such a great speech, such a great piece of work he is presenting to you, then why can you not accept that most definitely he is getting this from above, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and for him to receive this, he must be the messenger of Allah. And number three, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again and again talks about the afterlife, life after death. The fact that kullu nafsin da'iqatul maut, number one, that all of us will have to face death. And then this is not the end, rather we will be resurrected again in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala, he talks about having belief in that last day. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he talks about the horrors and the terrors of the day of judgment and the life in the hereafter. So that, my dear friends, we can believe in this day and we can make preparation in this day. A lot of our iman is to do with bil ghaib, is to do with the unseen. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us many sketches, gives us many drawings of what life would be inside the qabr, what life would be when we are resurrected, what life would be on doomsday, how life would be in the last day when we are about to leave this world and the trembles will happen, then how, what would happen at that time? Because we haven't seen this. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, so one more benefit is that we can believe in this. We can believe in this. We must believe in this. Then our iman can be complete. My dear respected friends, Sheikh Abu al-Hassan Ali al-Nadwi rahmatullahi alayh, he used to say that, I believe that there is nothing more effective for bringing a person on the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the effectiveness of reminding that person of the life of the hereafter. The scenes of Jannah, the scenes of Jahannam, the difficulties at the time of death, etc., etc., etc. So I thought this surah is very nice. It gives pictures and images of different stages. There are many stages that will happen in the hereafter, but a few different stages that the Quran has mentioned, we will just stick very close to the ayat themselves and we can understand and we can take heed, my dear friends. We can, number one, believe that this is definitely going to happen. And when this is definitely going to happen, how foolish would it be if we just believe, but then we don't action this so that we can be successful tomorrow on the Day of Judgment and in the hereafter. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts by saying, Al-haqqah, mal-haqqah, wama adraka mal-haqqah. the imminent happening, the inevitable happening. Malhaqa, what is the imminent happening? Oh, what is this imminent happening? Oh, what do you know about this imminent happening? وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَالْحَاقَ, and who will inform you about this imminent happening? In the Quran, the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, many names have been used to describe the Day of Judgment. الْيَوْمُ الْآخِرِ, يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ, يَوْمُ الْبَعْثِ, يَوْمُ الْخُرُوجِ, السَّاعَةِ. Different words Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses for the Day of Judgment. And for the Day of Judgment. So in this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings three different words for the Day of Judgment. Al-haqqah, the imminent happening. And al-qari'ah, the shocking event, the trembling event. And the third word Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses, فَيَوْمَ إِذٍ وَقَعَتِ الْوَاقِعَةِ, الْوَاقِعَةِ, the happening. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses these three different words over here. And al-haqqah, the imminent happening, meaning Allah wants us to believe from now that you must prepare yourselves for that day. You must believe in that day because without a shadow of doubt, that day is definitely going to happen. When will you call something imminent? When will you call something inevitable? When we, for sure, there is not a shadow of doubt that it will not occur. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to it like this. And my dear friends, how close is this day? How close is this day? Allahu Akbar, from the beginning this verse has been inside the Quran. اِقْتَرَبَتِ السَّاعَةِ, Qiyamah is very, very close. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَالْتَنْظُرُ نَفْسٌ مَّا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ. Those people who are thinking, oh, I will start preparing when I'm 50 years old. Oh, I will start planning my afterlife when I am 60 years old, 70 years old. My dear friends, the Quran is saying to you that you and I need to ponder and ask ourselves, what have I sent forth for tomorrow? Not Monday. What have I sent forth for tomorrow? Meaning the Day of Judgment is so close to us, just as tomorrow is so close to us. And just as we are certain that tomorrow is definitely going to come. After Sunday comes Monday, we know that. Then so certain your belief should be in the Day of Judgment. Al-haqqa, mal-haqqa, what is the imminent happening? Meaning Allah Ta'ala is saying this with a terrifying tone. The enemy, oh, what can I tell you about the enemy? Oh, do you even know what the enemy is? Has anyone informed you about the enemy? When something is so terrifying, something is so scary, then this kind of tone is adopted. Yaar, if only you saw that thief yesterday. Oh, that thief. Do you even know that thief? When you say something like this, the opposite person automatically realizes, yaar, this is something dangerous. This is something terrifying. This is something horrifying. So Allah Ta'ala is saying, malhaqqa. What is the imminent happening? وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَالْحَاقَ, and who will inform you about the imminent happening? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on to explain. And in a subtle manner, in a very beautiful manner, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that you must believe in that imminent happening. You must believe in this inevitable occurrence. Why? Because there came people in the past, they did not believe in this. So in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed them. If we don't believe in it, Allah will destroy us. And if not today, most definitely we will face destruction tomorrow on the Day of Judgment. So Allah ta'ala says, كَذَّمَتْ ثَمُودُ وَعَادٌ بِالْقَارِعَةِ. Thamud, Ad, Fir'aun, the different nations, all of these, they rejected, they denied Al-Qari'ah. They denied anything like the shocking event. Oh, there will not be hereafter. There will not be no life after death. There's no such thing as the day of resurrection. And the scary day. And the zalzalat as-sa'ah. No, there's nothing like this. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then goes on to say, فَأَمَّا ثَمُودُ فَأُهْلِكُوا بِالطَّاغِيَةِ وَأَمَّا عَادٌ فَأُهْلِكُوا بِرِيحٍ صَرْصَرٍ عَاتِيَةٍ. Look, we went and did this to Thamud. Ah, they received this punishment from Allah. Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala says, if you were to see these people and you go to where these people were punished, فَتَرَى الْقَوْمَ فِيهَا صَرْعًا, you will see people all knocked out to the ground. Knocked out to the ground. They have fallen to the ground. They have no more power left. these people who could make their own houses in their caves and the different skills Allah Ta'ala gave to them. He would say, فَطَرَ الْقَوْمَ فِيهَا صَرْعَى. Allah is saying, if only you saw when these people were destroyed, then كَأَنَّهُمْ أَعْجَازُ نَخْلٍ خَاوِيَةٍ. You will see that as if they were very, very big trees. As if they were very, very big trees. And now you are seeing that the trunks of all of these trees have fallen to the ground. About 10 years ago, I went to America, Seattle, on that side. And our host, he took us to this, like a seaside, like this place we went to. And there was one section where on the floor, all you would see is tree trunks. Hundreds of years old, but tree trunks just lying on the ground. And immediately we thought to ourselves, this verse came to our mind, that كَأَنَّهُمْ أَعْجَازُ نَخْلٍ خَاوِيَةٍ. Look at these mighty, mighty trees. When they were up, they were so beautiful, they were so beneficial. Look, when they are now down on the ground, you feel scared to even walk past them. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on, and he talks about Fir'aun, and he talks about وَمَنْ قَبْلَهُ and the other enemies of Allah, the other rejectors, those who denied, those who came before, and they made big, big mistakes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He killed all of them. Allah ta'ala punished all of them. Allah ta'ala destroyed all of them. Allah ta'ala brought an end to all of them. Then my dear respected brothers, if we will not believe in the day of judgment, or we believe in the day of judgment, but we will not prepare ourselves for that last day. If we will not prepare ourselves for the last day, then who are we to run away from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah ta'ala goes on to say, فَإِذَا نُفِقَ فِي الصُّورِ نَفْخَةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ. Then, remember that time when the trumpet will be blown for the first time. When the trumpet will be blown for the first time. My dear respected friends, we all know about the sur. And this was given to Israfil alayhi salam. Since the day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the skies and the earth, as soon as He finished from all of that creation, Allah ta'ala made the trumpet. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Daratuha," the mouth of this trumpet, where you blow into this horn, the mouth of it is bigger than ardu samawati wal ard, than the space between all the heavens and the earth. Just the mouth of that is bigger than all of that. Then imagine the trembling and the terrifying and the scary sound that this trumpet will make. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that from that time that trumpet was given to Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam. And from that time it was given to him, Israfil alayhi salam has been sitting in that same position. He is already holding that trumpet next to his mouth. He is holding that trumpet next to his mouth and he is just watching Allah Ta'ala on the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. He is just watching Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, that as soon as Allah will indicate to me, He will just give me that nod that Israfil is time, then Israfil will immediately blow that trumpet. Some narrations say, from that day till today, Israfil has not even blinked. He's not even blinked his eyes once. That I don't want it to be that I blink and in between Allah has told me and I delay in my blowing in the trumpet. If Israfil alayhi salatu wassalam is so ready like this, then my dear friends, do we doubt that this will happen one day? Can we doubt that this will happen one day? The words of the ahadith say, his eyes are like glowing stars to Allah because they've been opened so wide, ready to accept this invitation, the indication from Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, كَيْفَ أَنْعُمْ كَيْفَ أَنْعُمْ. O Ummah, you are enjoying yourself, you are rejoicing, you are celebrating, everything is a laughing stock for you, everything is a comedy for you, but me, كَيْفَ أَنْعُمْ. How can I enjoy luxury? How can I enjoy life? وَصَاحِبُ الْقَرْنِ قَدِ الْتَقَمَ الْقَرْنِ. Because I have seen something you haven't seen. I have seen that Israfil alayhi salatu wassalam has already taken this trumpet into his mouth, like you and I take the morsel of food into our mouths, and he is ready to blow into that trumpet. So when the trumpet will be blown for the first time, وَيَوْمَ يُنْفَخُ فِي الصُّورِ فَفَزِعَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ. Muhaddithin explain, there will be three stages. Two in this world, one in the hereafter. When this world will come to an end, faza will take place. And then asaq will take place. And then tomorrow on the day of judgment, Al-Ba'ath will take place. First, this trumpet will be sounded. And it would make such a disturbing sound. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhan nasu taqoo rabbakum, opening verses of Surah Al-Hajj, that O people, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because inna zalzalata sa'ati shay'un azeem, verily the tremor and the tremble of the last day will be azeem, will be very great. What will happen on that day? And Allah mentions 2-3 things that will happen. We can understand from there how dreadful that day will be, my dear friends. يَوْمَ تَذْهَلُ كُلُّ مُرْضِعَةٍ عَمَّا أَرْضَعَتْ وَتَذَعُ كُلُّ ذَاتِ حَمْلٍ حَمْلَهَا. Ask a father when he has seen the mother of his child feeding that child. With how much love, with how much sukoon. Science proves today that when a mother feeds her child and it shows affection, it looks at that child with love, then it releases such hormones from her body. It is good for her health. So much attachment that mother has with that child at that moment, my dear friends. But Allah Ta'ala is saying that sound, that tremor, that shake will be so dreadful that she will let go of that child that she was feeding. She will let go. I have nothing to do with you anymore. I have my own concern now. I have nothing to do with you anymore. That mother who for several months was holding that child in her womb, that tremble will be so great, my dear friends, that it will be like an abortion immediately. Whatever was inside her stomach, that body will just slip out of her. That body will slip out of her. Allah Ta'ala says, O reader, وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارَى وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ. You will see people running around everywhere crazy. He is running in one direction, he is running in another direction. He is falling down somewhere, he is getting up somewhere. You would think people are drunk around you. You will see people and think they are drunk. Allah Ta'ala says, nobody is going to be drunk tomorrow. On that day, nobody will be drunk. But it is the effects of the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this power and might Allah Ta'ala will express on that day. So that's faza. That's when everyone will get scared. And everyone's scared, everyone's running around looking for help, not understanding what to do. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, again referring to this same blow of the trumpet, Allah Ta'ala says, فَإِذَا نُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ فَصَعِقَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ نُفِقَ فِيهِ أُخْرَى فَإِذَا هُمْ قِيَامٌ يَنْظُرُونَ. That when this trumpet will be blown, then each and every creation on this earth in the skies, each and every jinn, each and every animal, each and every crop, each and every humankind, and each and every angel, إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ, except for those few that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides to keep in their senses, keep in their duties, everyone will go to swoon. Everyone will just collapse. Everyone will collapse, faint, finish. Everyone will just collapse to the ground, my dear friends. So Allah Ta'ala says, فَإِذَا نُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ نَفْخَةٌ وَاحِدًا. That let's remember that time when the trumpet will be blown for the first time and everyone will fall to the ground. وَحُمِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ وَالْجِبَالُ فَدُكَّتَا دَكَّةً وَاحِدًا. That this earth and what is support for the earth, the mountains. The mountains. When we have a piece of wood, the builder gets a big nail and he hammers it into that wood. So whatever the wood is attached to, it can remain firm to it. Like this. Antamida bikum. So that the earth, when the earth trembles, so that you and I will not move with the earth. When the plates under the surface of the earth move, so that you and I will not tremble with the earth. Allah Ta'ala says that we have put rawasi, we have put these mountains on this earth. They are like nails for you. They are like nails for you, so that this earth does not move with you. But Allah Ta'ala is saying, tomorrow, when this trumpet will be blown, these mountains, they will be lifted, they will be uprooted. The whole earth, the whole ground will be uprooted. فَدُكَّتَا دَكَّةً وَاحِدًا. And in one moment, all of them will be crushed into small, small pieces. In one go, if we have to break something, we have to break this stand over here, we will hammer it once, it will fall in two pieces, we will hammer it again, hammer it again, hammer it again. How many times will we have to knock it to put it into small pieces? Allah is showing His might that these big, big mountains that you see, that you need dynamites upon dynamites to blow up. And then even when it blows up, it gets into big, big pieces and you have to crush them into small, small pieces. Allah Ta'ala says, one blow of the trumpet, فَدُكَّتَ دَكَّةً wahida, the earth, the mountains, and everything in between, all of this will be crushed in one go. And it will turn into small, small pieces. It will be crushed. فَيَوْمَئِذٍ وَقَعَتِ الْوَاقِعَةِ Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says that it is on that day that the happening will occur. الْيَوْمُ الْآخِرِ The last day, it is on this, it is at that time. فَيَوْمَئِذٍ وَقَعَتِ الْوَاقِعَةِ وَانْشَقَّتِ السَّمَاءِ وَانْشَقَّتِ السَّمَاءِ 2 days ago, we were speaking about the strength of the sky. Do we see any tears in the sky? Do we see the sky coming down? Do we see weakness in the skies? No, the sky is a solid structure Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made. Allah has made it without any pillars. Allah is saying that this structure which you see on top of you, which even if there was a crack inside of it, it would bring humanity to an end. Science explains the dangers if the sky was to be affected. Allahu Akbar. But Allah ta'ala is saying, وَانْشَقَّتِ السَّمَاءِ وَانْشَقَّتِ السَّمَاءِ This whole sky will burst open. The whole sky will split open. Imagine how horrific that would look like, my dear friends. وَانْشَقَّتِ السَّمَاءِ Then Allah Ta'ala is, so that you and I may be thinking, but something so strong like the sky, how can this happen? Allah Ta'ala says, فَهِيَ يَوْمَئِذٍ وَاهِيَ Don't be fooled. Don't be fooled. Because tomorrow on that day, the sky will be very, very frail. It will be very, very weak. وَالْمَلَكُ عَلَىٰ أَرْجَائِهَا وَالْمَلَكُ عَلَىٰ أَرْجَائِهَا There are angels residing in the skies. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he once said that أَطَّتِ السَّمَاءِ وَحُقَّ لَهَا أَنْتَ إِطَّى Look, the sky has made a big tremble. The sky has made a sound today. And it has the right to make the sound. But where are these sounds coming from? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is not even the space for 4 fingers. اتنی بھی جگہ نہیں ہے آسمان میں. There is not even space on the skies, no void, no empty space of 4 fingers, not even this much space, but an angel is there on the sky in sajda, has been for a long time and will remain for a very, very long time. The sky is full of the angels, وَاضِعًا جَبْهَتَهُمْ Putting their heads down in sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when this sky will split and burst and rip open, then وَالْمَلَكُ عَلَىٰ أَرْجَائِهَا Even these angels, they will be so terrified. And even as the sky will split and it will move to its edges, it will all move to one side, the angels will also move to that side as well. And now the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come. Mufassirin say, currently there are 4 heavy, strong angels holding the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By what is the size of the arsh, only Allah ta'ala knows. Where is this arsh, only Allah ta'ala knows. How heavy is this arsh, only Allah ta'ala knows. What is the size, the age of those angels holding the arsh, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. Ar-rasikhuna fil ilm, they do not get into all of these discussions. Bas, we know this much. There are 4 angels holding the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But now, the judge is coming to his place. Now the judge is coming to his place. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's arsh will be brought and now the hisab kitab will take place. So Allah ta'ala is now saying the second sur, the second trumpet will be blown. What does Allah say? وَنُفِقَ فِي الصُّورِ فَصَعِقَ مَن فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَن فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا مَن شَاءَ اللَّهِ When the first time it was blown, everyone got scared. Everyone got shook. At the first time it was blown, everyone collapsed to the ground. And everyone, their bones will rot away, their skin will rot away, their bodies will rot away. And we learn from some narrations, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then send down some rain. He will send down some rain, and then like plants, we will grow into our form again, and then the trumpet will be blown again. وَنُفِقَ فِيهِ أُخْرَى وَنُفِقَ أُخْرَى فَإِذَا هُمْ وَنُفِقَ فِيهِ أُخْرَى فَإِذَا هُمْ قِيَامٌ يَنْظُرُونَ And it will be blown into it one more time, and now everyone will be resurrected, and their eyes will be shot open due to the horrors and the terrors of that day of judgment. Now the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be brought. وَيَحْمِلُ عَرْشَ رَبِّكَ فَوْقَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ ثَمَانِيَةً And the arsh of your Lord will be lifted in front of these people, and eight angels will be lifting them. يَوْمَئِذٍ تُعْرَضُونَ لَا تَخْفَى مِنْكُمْ خَافِيَةً يَوْمَئِذٍ تُعْرَضُونَ لَا تَخْفَى مِنْكُمْ خَافِيَةً. And it is on that day, from the beginning to the end, every man, every jinn which has come into this world, they will be resurrected, they will be presented in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Maidan-e-Mahshar. Maidan-e-Mahshar is not like a desert where you have a hill over there and a mountain over there and a tree somewhere over there and a trunk over there and a small hut over there. No, Maidan-e-Mahshar is of one level, so nobody can hide from anybody else. Nobody can hide from anybody else. We're talking about you and I hiding. Allah is saying, La takhfa minkum khafiya. Leave aside you hiding. Tomorrow, none of your secrets will even be concealed. None of your secrets will even be hidden. What is another description of the Day of Judgment? Yawma tublas sarair. It is that day on which all the secrets will be opened, my dear friends. I was addressing our sisters yesterday and I was saying that today when we do any sin, why don't we ask ourselves at that time, that yeah, this jo behayai ka kaam main kar raha hoon, this disgusting, immoral, indecent act that I am doing, how will I face Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tomorrow on the Day of Judgment? And my book of deeds will be open in front of him. And my biography will be played in front of the whole creation. In front of the whole creation. My dear respected friends, Allahu Akbar. Our ustaz will see the kind of stuff we used to get up to. Our students will see the kind of stuff we used to get up to. We used to spend hours advising other people. But then behind the scenes, we would wrong Allah Ta'ala. Tomorrow on that day, my dear friends, La takhfa minkum khafiya. None of my secrets will be hidden from you, and none of our secrets will be hidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. My dear friends, we are living such wretched lives that we do not even know the evil we have done yesterday. When we'll see our book of deeds, we'll be like, no, it's probably not mine. Maybe I've been given the wrong book of deeds. And then when we put a bit of pressure on our minds, and Allah Ta'ala will give us that memory afterwards, Allahu Akbar. Imagine how we'll be crying tears of blood, my dear friends. We'll be crying tears of blood tomorrow on the Day of Judgment when we will see the evil deeds we used to get up to. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from the horrors of that day, my dear friends. And we are so fortunate that despite this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a chance. That look, before you breathe your final and before you leave this world, if you have done tawbah, you have sincerely turned to me in repentance, not only will I take out the sins from your book of deeds, I will also remove that sin from the memories of the angels who have written down your sins. Allahu Akbar. At-ta'ibu min adh-dhanbi kaman la dhanba lah. The one who turns to Allah Ta'ala in sincere repentance. Ya Allah, I have heard how terrifying the Day of Judgment will be. And these are only reports from one surah of the Quran. What about all the other mention you have made of the Day of Judgment? What about the mention Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has made in his ahadith? Ya Allah, I am not ready to face you on that day with this account that I have with me. Ya Allah, give me the tawfiq to do tawbah. Ya Allah, give me the tawfiq to come into your deen. Ya Allah, I am living a very filthy life. I'm living a very filthy life, a very indecent life, a very shameful life. That if person two was to find out about my life, he wouldn't even be ready to look at me. Mere dosto, agar kisi aur ko hamari private life pata chal jati hai, Allahu Akbar, to wo hamari dost to kya, wo hamari taraf dekhne ke liye bhi tayyar nahi honge. So my dear respected friends, yes, this will be the scenes of the Day of Judgment, but if, my dear friends, we change our lives today, and I say if we do tawbah before we die, and if I knew when I was going to die, it was very easy. If I knew I was going to die at 65, I would say, let me enjoy my life. At 62, I will do tawbah. 63, I will go for hajj. I will completely change my life. And 65, I will leave from this world. No, my dear friends. When will death come knocking on our doors? Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. My dear friends, we do not know if we're even going to leave this masjid alive or not. We do not even know if we leave this masjid alive or not. How many people are dying suddenly? Such illnesses that were never ever prevalent. They were never there before. Such illnesses people are experiencing. Just today somebody told me, he has such an illness that the doctors have said, this is something, a condition that 1 in 5 million people suffer from. And my eyes were shocked that this person talking to me in front of me is that one of 5 million whom Allah Ta'ala has afflicted. So before that last time comes, the last breath comes, my dear friends, let us come to reality. For how long will we worry about pleasing others? Oh, I need to please my children, and that's why I can't do this. Oh, I need to please my family, that's why I can't do this. Oh, I need to fit into my friend circle, that's why I can't do this. Oh, if I grow my beard, what will the people say at work? Oh, if I pray at work, what will the people say? So I'll go home and I'll do qaza of all of my salawat. Oh, if I leave this job, I know the job is haram. I know the income is haram. I know it is not in accordance to Islamic ethics. The business ethics, I know what I'm doing, it is completely wrong. But who's going to pay the bills afterwards? And who's going to pay for all of the luxury around me afterwards? So it doesn't matter, I'll continue. No, my dear friends. No, my dear friends. Come to realization. If these words of Allah Ta'ala will not knock on our hearts, my dear friends, then who are we? What do we expect will change our lives? So, my dear friends, if we do tawbah from our sins today, then Allah Ta'ala will save us tomorrow on the Day of Judgment. Allah Ta'ala will not open those sins, because those sins have been forgiven and forgotten by Allah. Forgiven and forgotten by Allah. At-ta'ibu min al-dhanbi kaman la dhanba lah. The words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are, the one who repents from sin is like that person who has never committed that sin. Meaning Allah completely wiped at-ta'ibu habibullah. O sinner, what more do you and I want? At-ta'ibu habibullah, the one who does tawbah. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, he becomes the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. He becomes the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But my dear friends, if we go with that dirty slate full of sins, and our book of deeds will be full of sins, then they will be presented to the whole of mankind, my dear friends. The whole of mankind. Our wives will see the disgusting stuff we used to get up to. Our husbands will see the crazy things we used to get up to. Our children will see that on one side we used to tell them not to do things, but what about the immoral acts that we used to do behind the scenes? My dear friends, because يَوْمَئِذٍ تُعْرَضُونَ لَا تَخْفَى مِنْكُمْ خَافِيَةً. Always remember that tomorrow, today we may do something and get away with it, but tomorrow every little thing, not that we did, every little thought that we entertained as well will be opened up tomorrow on the Day of Judgment. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on to say, all the different scenes of the Day of Judgment will take place, and then the time will come when the certificates are being issued. Our children, they go school, university, college, they give their exams, stressful time, and then they take a break, and then the day comes when we have to go and collect our results. We have to log in online to see our results. Now the result time will take place. Now it will be the results time. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ فَيَقُولُ هَا أُمُقْرَأُ كِتَابِيَهِ إِنِّي ظَنَنْتُ أَنِّي مُلَاقٍ حِسَابِيَهِ فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَاضِيَةٍ فِي جَنَّةٍ عَالِيَةٍ قُطُوفُهَا دَانِيَةٍ. Allah will say, كُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا هَنِيئًا بِمَا أَسْلَفْتُمْ فِي الْأَيَّامِ الْخَالِيَةِ. My dear friends, now is the time for the mizan. Our a'mal have been weighed, and now it's the time for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to issue the book of deeds. If the book of deeds, my dear friends, comes to you in your right hand, then you're a winner. You're the champion. Now you've got nothing to worry about. You don't have to look back at anything now. It's only success, success. Everything after this is success for you. And my dear friends, may Allah Ta'ala forbid, but if we receive that book of deeds in our left hand, Allahu Akbar. May Allah Ta'ala save us. Al-Aman wal-Hafiz, my dear friends. May Allah save us. If this book of deeds is given in our left hand, then the terrors that we will have to face, the punishment, the torment that we will have to face, and na'udhu billah, if we leave this world without iman, my dear friends, khalidina fiha abada, we'll have to enter into Jahannam in such a way that we will remain in there forever. There is no coming out of that fire of Jahannam. So Allah Ta'ala says, then look how this person will celebrate. Allahu Akbar. May Allah make us from these people. Say Ameen, my dear brothers. May Allah make us from these people. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ. Okay, so let's talk about that person who will be given his kitab in his right hand. فَيَقُولُ. He'll get his book, and immediately, out of excitement, he will go to the people around him. He will go looking for his cousin. He'll go looking for his friend. He'll go looking for that person who used to tell him, okay, don't go to the masjid. He'll go to that person who used to tell him, okay, oh no, don't go to that bayan. All these people who used to stop him from doing good. Whoever he would see around him, he would say, Ha'um, come here, take this. Iqra'u kitabiyah. Have a read of my book. You will only find success inside of this book. Why? Because I lived my life in such a manner. إِنِّي ظَنَنْتُ أَنِّي مُلَاقٍ حِسَابِيَةٍ. Every step I took in my life, I reminded myself that this step I am taking, this amal I am doing, this sin that I am about to commit, this sin that so-and-so is inviting me towards, this sin that I will do just to please others, this sin that I will do just to make a name in society, I used to remind myself and I used to tell myself that look, whatever you do, you will have to pay for it tomorrow. Whatever you do, you will have to give account for it tomorrow. Whatever you do, you'll have to give account for it tomorrow. And every time I would remind myself, I would stop myself from that sin. I wouldn't go ahead. I wouldn't embark on that sin. I would refrain. I would have self-control. I would remind myself. Sometimes I would slip, but I would get up again and I would say, oh Allah, how can I answer you for this guna and this sin that I have done? Oh Allah, forgive me. And like this cycle continued in my life. إِنِّي ظَنَنْتُ أَنِّي مُلَاقٍ حِسَابِيَةٍ. I always reminded myself, I always contemplated that whatever I do today, I will answer for it tomorrow on the Day of Judgment. This is that one thought, my dear friends, that will help us remain good and do أعمال صالحة, and which will stop us from sinning. Always remind ourselves, my dear friends, that tomorrow I will have to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, tomorrow on the Day of Judgment, O people, you will see your Rabb right in front of you. You will see your Rabb right in front of you. فَلَيْسَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَهُ تَرْجُمَانٌ. There will be no interpreter in between. Oh, I don't understand the language. I need someone to interpret to me, translate to me. فَلَيْسَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَهُ تَرْجُمَانٌ. There will be no representative, no interpreter, no translator. And he will look to his right hand side. He will see all of his good deeds. He will look to his left hand side. He will see all of his evil deeds. So this moment is going to come. We must remind ourselves about that, my dear friends. How can we get brave on sinning when we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take us to account? So he said, because I live my life in such a way, fine. In life, sometimes I wasn't happy. Because 10 of my friends are going to the cinema, I couldn't go. 10 of my friends were going to engage themselves in some haram activity, I couldn't go. So and so was inviting me towards that sin. And I kept on telling myself, oh, the enjoyment I will get. Oh, the desire I will get. Oh, this is something nobody else will get. Oh, I've been dying for this all of my life. But then even then, I took that bitter pill. And I reminded myself that don't do it. Because if you do it, how can you justify it tomorrow on the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I controlled myself. And because I did this, Allah ta'ala is saying, look at him now. فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَاضِيَةٍ. Now he is in such a pleasant life. Now he is living in the hereafter, he's going into Jannah, he is living such a pleasant life. Fi jannatin aliyah. He is in that lofty Jannah, that high, that Jannah with such high status. Qutufuha daniyah. He will go there and around him big trees, big fruits, everything around him. But the facility he will have, whatever fruit he wants, that fruit will come down right next to him. Qutufuha daniyah. He will be in such a Jannah whose fruit will be very, very close to the ground, close to him, so that whatever he thinks of, Allah Ta'ala will present it to him straight away, my dear friends. And the angels will say to him, Allah Ta'ala will say to him, كُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا هَنِيًا بِمَا أَسْلَفْتُمْ فِي الْأَيَّامِ الْخَالِيَةِ. Oh, namaz used to be very difficult for you, and fasting used to be very difficult. But my servant, you endured all of this. You took all of this pain on for my sake. You went through that difficulty in the world. Now you are in Jannah, eat as much as you want, and drink as much as you want, enjoy yourself as much as you want. Kulu washrabu hani'a. Eat with enjoyment, drink with enjoyment, due to those good deeds that you did in advance in the past days. We are working hard right now, so we have the rest of the hereafter, my dear friends. Jo is dunya mein, Rab maani karta hai, to waha akhirat mein wo man maani karega. میرے شیخ کہتے ہیں, میں استاد مولانا محمد سلیم دورات, he says that جو اس دنیا میں رب مانی کرے گا تو کل آخر میں وہ من مانی کرے گا, اور جو اس دنیا میں من مانی کرے گا تو وہاں اس کو رب مانی کرنا پڑے گا. Whoever listens to رب and his Lord in this world, now tomorrow whatever he wants to do, it will be listened to. Whatever he wants to do, it will be listened to. Oh Allah, I want this. He hasn't even said it and Allah will give it to him. He's just about thought about it, Allah will give it to him. Allahu Akbar. My dear friends, time does not permit. Have we not heard? Each fruit, each apple, each fruit in Jannah will be different to the fruit next to it. Even though they are from the same tree. Even though they are from the same tree, each fruit will be different in taste to the next. Not each fruit will be different. He will take that apple, and inside that apple, inside that mango, inside that banana, inside that pineapple, every morsel that he takes, Allah Ta'ala will give him a different ladhat and a different excitement and a different taste to it. In one fruit, so many different tastes, my dear friends. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, walakum fiha ma tashtahi anfusukum, walakum fiha ma tadda'un. The Quran is saying, O people, when you will get that entry into Jannah, when you will get that entry into Jannah, then whatever your hearts will desire, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give it to you. So Allah will remind us then, will remind us then, and He's so kind that He's telling us now what He'll remind us tomorrow. He'll tell us tomorrow, that because you went through these difficult moments in doing good deeds, because it wasn't easy. You had to put some pressure on your nafs. You had to get some self-control to do these good deeds. Now I'm giving you so much excitement, so much refreshment in exchange of that. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِذَا دَخَلَ أَهْلُ الْجَنَّةِ الْجَنَّةِ. When the people of Jannah will enter into Jannah, oh, they will enjoy themselves in the palaces, and they will enjoy this, and they will enjoy this, and they will enjoy the luxuries of Jannah. Allah Ta'ala will gather all of them. Allah will gather the people of Jannah. And Allah Ta'ala will say that, oh my dear servants, oh my dear servants, now you have come to Jannah. Ask me, what do you want? They will hear His voice, and they know it's Allah. So Allah will say to them, oh my dear servants, now you have come to Jannah. You have come as successful people. What do you want from me? Allahu Akbar. When someone has everything, bhai jo apne walidain ke qadr karte ho, walidain kabhi ye poochte hai ke bachcha beta kya chahiye, wo kahenge ke maa apne kya mere liye puri zindagi nahi kurban ki hai? Have you not already done everything for me that you're asking me anymore? So like this, the servant will say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, you are asking us what more do we want? Alam tubayyid wujuhana wa tunajjina minan nar. That, oh Allah, have you not whitened our faces instead of turning them dark and gloomy by throwing us in the fire of Jahannam? You have put nur on our faces today. You have whitened our faces today. Alam tudkhilna al-jannah wa tunajjina minan nar. What more could we want? Have you not put us into Jannah? And have you not freed us from the fire of Jahannam? Alam kaza, alam kaza, alam kaza. Have you not did this for us? Have you not done this for us? Have you not done this for us? Allah Ta'ala will say, no, ask. Ask, there is still something which you haven't got. And the servant will say, oh Allah, whatever we can imagine, oh Allah, whatever we can imagine, we have already got it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, now at that time when the servant thinks that whatever I want, I have already got it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, no, there's still one more thing. The servants will say, ya Allah, what is that one more thing? What is that one more thing? The voice will quieten down. That voice will quieten down, my dear friends. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَيَكْشِفُ الْحِجَابِ فَيَكْشِفُ الْحِجَابِ. The parda, the veil, the curtain between us and the dhat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be opened up. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, these people of Jannah have never experienced a moment, have never experienced an ecstasy, have never experienced the beauty, have never seen any sight more greater, no blessing more greater than looking at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. So these were the people of Jannah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on to say, وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِشِمَالِهِ. And what about those people? Let's talk about those people who were given their book of deeds in their left hand. فَيَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُوتَ كِتَابِيَ. When you fail in your exam, what do you say? If only I never sat this course. If only I didn't come today to get my results. Is this what I've come for? Allahu Akbar, when he'll get that book of deeds in his left hand and he realized, ya, I'm doomed forever. I'm doomed forever. 50 years, 60 years, I couldn't control myself. I couldn't control myself for that short period of my life. My youth, I wasted. My married life, I wasted. My old life, I wasted. What have I done all my life? How foolish of me. He will lament himself and he will say, Ya laytani lam uta kitabiya. So much regret, he would say, if only this book wasn't given to me. Walam adri ma hisabiya. If only today I didn't know what my account was going to be like. If only I didn't have to look at my account today. Ya laytaha kanatil qadiya. Then he would say, that, oh, if only death was to be the end. If only death was to be the end. Meaning, if only I used to think in this world, let me enjoy myself as much as I want. And when I will die, then it's the end anyway. But I just realized that this is not the end. This is just the beginning of an everlasting life, my dear friends. Death is not the end. Death is just the beginning. So he says, Ya laytaha kanatil qadiya. The poet, he says that, وَلَوْ كُنَّا إِذَا مِتْنَا تُرِكْنَا لَكَانَ الْمَوْتُ رَاحَةَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَلَكِنَّا إِذَا مُتْنَا بُعِثْنَا وَلَكِنَّا إِذَا مِتْنَا بُعِثْنَا وَنُسْأَلُ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ عَنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. The poet says that if only when we were to die, death was to be the end of it, then death would have been the most comfortable ride for anyone. Bas, go to sleep. Most comfortable ride for anyone. But the fact is, وَلَكِنَّا إِذَا مِتْنَا بُعِثْنَا. The fact is that when we will die, we will be resurrected again. وَنُسْأَلُ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ عَنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. And we will be questioned about each and everything that we did, and each and every single thing that we even thought of, my dear friends. So he would say, if only that death was the end. But now he's realized the death wasn't the end. The death is just the beginning of my failure, the beginning of my doom. Ma aghna anni maliya, halaka anni sultaniya. What did he do his whole life? All he did his whole life was acquire wealth, amass wealth, 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 and make a name for himself. Let me oppress him so people look up to me. Let me go and do this so people look up to me. I have to do this sin so I get this respect. He done all of this for his name, so that he can have authority on others, so that he can have status in the community. He will say, Ma agna anni maliya. These two things which I made the objective of my life, today not a single dollar of mine is coming to my benefit. Not a single dollar of mine is coming to my benefit. Halaka anni sultaniya. Oh, I used to boss people around. I used to push people around. I used to order people around. I used to put people down. I used to make everyone respect me. I used to push my weight around. I used to force my respect on people. Halaka anni sultaniya. Where is my authority today? My authority is well gone from me today. My authority has completely disappeared from me today. It is of no avail for me today. Now, why sees in all of these thoughts a big sound? A big shout, a big instruction will be given to the angels. Khudu! Go and get him. Go and seize him. Go and grab him. Faghullu! And tie him up. Khudu! Go and seize him. Faghullu! And go and put a collar around his neck. When a prisoner is punished, back in the days, a collar would be put around their neck. And a big metal chain would be hanging, so that this person cannot run far. This weight would always be on him. The Allah Ta'ala will say, go and grab him as well. Go and seize him. He's still in front of Allah. He's just got his book of deeds in his left hand. Allah will say, go and grab him. Seize him. فَغُلُّ. And put these chains around him. Put this collar of punishment around him. ثُمَّ الْجَحِيمَ صَلُّ. And then dip him into the fire of Jahannam. Enter him into the fire of Jahannam. ثُمَّ فِي سِلْسِلَةٍ ذَرْعُهَا سَبْعُونَ ذِرَاعًا فَاسْلُكُوهُ. And whilst he's in the fire of Jahannam, get a very, very long chain. Get a very, very long chain. A chain that its measurement is 70 arms. And babe, we're not talking about our 70 arms. We're talking about the arms of the Day of Judgment. The arms of the Day of Judgment. When one day will be like كَأَلْفِ سَنَةٍ مِمَّا تَعُدُّونَ. When tomorrow one day will be like 1,000 years. When one day will be like 1,000 years, then imagine the measurements of the hereafter in comparison to the measurement of this world. Allah is saying, Sab'un, when Sab'un is said in Arabic, it means not 70, it means so many. Tie him up in such a chain, Allahu Akbar, that not a single part of his body will be visible anymore. Tie him up the whole way, and fasluku, and then make him walk into the fire of Jahannam. Tie him up like this, and leave him in the fire of Jahannam. What was wrong with this person? إِنَّهُ كَانَ لَا يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ الْعَظِيمِ. When he was in this world, he never had proper yaqeen. He never had proper yaqeen in Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was there, he had some iman, some belief, but he never thought that this is really the power, the might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He never took Allah ta'ala seriously. Yeah, I believe in God, I follow Islam. إِنَّهُ كَانَ لَا يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ الْعَظِيمِ. He never had real faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty. وَلَا يَحُدُّ عَلَىٰ طَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينِ. He was so indecent, so indecent. Even someone who doesn't have iman, when he sees a poor person, he will have raham in his heart and he will say, here, I've got these $5 here, take these $5 and go. But this man was so bad, never did he spend on the poor, never did he persuade anyone in his life to spend on the poor. By kutta bakhil raha, kutta itna dushman raha, itna bura raha, lekin dusro ko bhi bura banaya. دوسروں کو بھی برا بنایا. The Quran is saying, إِنَّهُ كَانَ لَا يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ الْعَظِيمِ وَلَا يَحُدُّ عَلَىٰ طُعَامِ الْمِسْكِينِ. We have two main rights that we need to fulfill in this world. The rights of Allah and the rights of the creation of Allah. The rights of the Creator and the rights of the creation. Our parents, our children, the people around us, our neighbors, the poor, the needy. But this man was so bad that somebody, even like the needy, he could see that it's a genuine case in front of me. But he would never talk to anybody and persuade them and say to them, chalo yaar, help him, he is in need, help her, help this family, they are in need. وَلَا يَحُدُّ عَلَىٰ طَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينِ فَلَيْسَ لَهُ الْيَوْمَ هَا هُنَا حَمِيمٌ. Today, there will not be a single person who will help him. There will not be a single person who will help him. And in another place of the Quran, my dear friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that tomorrow on that day of judgment, nor can you buy anything, or nor can you sell anything so that you can reap any benefit. Nor can anybody come and give fidya. Oh, please let my friend go. I will give this much reward. I will give this much money. Let my friend go in ransom. So no, no such thing as freeing anyone. No such thing as saving anyone by giving ransom. Allah Ta'ala says, فَلَيْسَ لَهُ الْيَوْمَ هَا هُنَا حَمِيمٌ. Today he will have no friend that can help him. وَلَا طَعَامٌ إِلَّا مِنْ غِسْنِينَ. And he will have no food. No food in the fire of Jahannam. Hundreds and millions of years he will have to stay over there. No food will be given to him. Meaning no, nothing worth being called food will be given to him. Illa min ghislin. You know what will be given to him? The people of Jahannam, when they will burn in the fire of Jahannam. And their flesh will melt. Their flesh will melt. And blood will start coming from their bodies. And then, because Allah Ta'ala will replace their bodies again so that they can feel the punishment again. And Allah Ta'ala will bring them to their bones. And Allah will replace that flesh again so Allah can punish them again. And when they would wash themselves, when they would wash their wounds, so they would wash themselves and that water which would clean their wounds and the blood and the patches and the scuffs and the scars that they had on their body, when they would clean themselves and that water would flow away, then that water which is a mixture of his blood and his blood and his blood and his blood and his blood, this will be presented to him, that here, this is what you have to drink. وَلَا طَعَامٌ إِلَّا مِنْ غِسْلِينَ لَا يَأْكُلُهُ إِلَّا الْخَاطِئُونَ. This is that food that only the sinners will have to drink. My dear respected friends, we will end our majlis over here. My dear friends, whatever scenes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has presented to us in this surah, my dear friends, let us give these scenes a place in our heart, my dear friends. Let us give these scenes a place in our hearts. Time to time, take out some time and close your eyes and think to yourself, Kayar, I have to also stand on that day tomorrow as well. I will also have to face the trembles and the terrors of the day of judgment, of the last day, the day of being resurrected in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, today when someone's innocent, my dear friends, someone's innocent, it happens a lot now, isn't it? Especially if you're a Muslim. It happens a lot, you're innocent, you've done nothing wrong, but somebody has put a case on you. Now you've lost your sleep. Someone's put a case on you, you have to go to court, you've lost your sleep, and you're scared. Everybody, why are you scared? You haven't done nothing wrong. Everybody, I'm scared because what if I can't speak up properly tomorrow? Or what if I can't prove myself to be innocent, I will have to be punished. What about tomorrow when we are mujrims? We are criminals, my dear friends, and we have to stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do we stand any chance? Imagine what our feelings will be like tomorrow on the day of judgment. Before that time comes, my dear friends, before we have to face these scenes as well, because Allah Ta'ala is saying, Illa man sha Allah, Illa man sha Allah, Illa man atallaha biqalbin salim. There will be those people who will be safe tomorrow on the day of judgment. There will be those people who, when they are dying, the angels will say to them as well, that Allah takhafu wa la tahzanu. Have you imagined that? Imagine dying in such a way where in the hospital bed everyone is crying around us. When we die and people hear our news, everyone is crying about us. But the angel is saying to us, Allah takhafu wa la tahzanu. Do not have fear of what is coming in front of you. Do not have grief of what you are leaving behind. Wa abshiru bil jannah. Take this first class ticket to Jannah. Take this first class ticket to Jannah. That person who has his first class ticket to Jannah, does he have anything to fear after that, my dear friends? Allah takhafu wa la tahzanu wa abshiru bil jannati allati kuntum tu'adun. All your life you were a good man. You controlled yourself. You spent on the poor. You looked after the needy. You helped the people around you. You never hurt anyone's feelings. You had the best of akhlaq. You were devout to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa abshiru hiya. Take this glad tidings. Take this glad tidings for that Jannah that you have promised all your life. Now the promise is being fulfilled for you. And don't worry. Don't worry. We are not just coming to you now. You were a good man. So throughout your life, we were your friends. And we will remain with you in your companionship. We will remain your friends till you get your entry into Jannah as well. Ala inna awliya Allahi la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun. Which group do we want to go to, my dear friends? Do we want to go to these lot? Whose book of deeds will be given in the left hand? Or do we want to be from those that Allah Ta'ala is saying, Allah, listen very carefully, listen very carefully, listen attentively. Inna awliya Allahi la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun. Verily, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will have no grief on them. They will have no stress on them. They will have no fear on them. Who are these people? Alladhina amanu wa kanu yattaqun. Who are these people in this world? They have a fear-free life, stress-free life. In the akhirah, in the qabr, they have a fear-free life, stress-free life. Pul sirat, fear-free, yeah, no problem, I can make it to the other side. Qabr, hisab, mizan, you know, when the kitab is given, they have no fear because they know that they are successful. Who are these people, my dear friends? Alladhina amanu wa kanu yattaqun. Those who brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and those who adopted the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Well, my dear respected brothers, let us aim for this taqwa, inshallah. We want to become the muttaqeen, those who have put a barrier between themselves and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do not, and between the disobedience of Allah, meaning a muttaqi is someone who cleanses his life from all types of sin. If he ever makes a mistake, he's done ghibah by accident, he's lied by accident, immediately he works around ways of making up for that error he has made. He turns to Allah Ta'ala in tawbah, and every time he makes tawbah, the stamina to resist from that sin, to refrain from that sin, it increases. When a time will come when he'll become muttaqi, Allahu Akbar, all the problems he had in his life, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will solve for him. Because Allah Ta'ala is saying, وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Whoever adopts the taqwa of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, Allah will make a way out for you. Like the Shaykh was saying yesterday, we're going through such miserable lives, such stressful lives, and we've tried everything. We've tried investments, we've tried businesses, we've tried partnerships, we've tried moving, we've tried coming here, we've tried going there, we've tried talking to him, Why not talk to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Connect to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and just leave the affairs to Allah. See how وَيَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا, how Allah ta'ala will make a way out for us. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. Who is not worried about their wealth today? Even a millionaire is worried about his wealth today, that maybe my wealth will come to an end one day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, adopt the taqwa of Allah. Leave it in the hands of Allah. Allah ta'ala will give you sustenance from avenues that you have never ever imagined. And those people who have adopted taqwa, go and ask them for the karguzari, and see how the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always with them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first of all give me and everybody else the tawfiq to practice on whatever has been shared with us. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.